The question of what is and is not art has come up since there was something called art. Now it's being asked again in connection with a video showing at a gallery in Manhattan. The video is raw footage from the war in Chechnya. The man behind the show is a Russian artist who's comparing the work to that of the great Russian filmmaker Andrei Tarkovsky. From New York, David Darcy reports.
In Chelsea, art styles come and go, and the prevailing attitude is indifference. But groups of visitors, mostly dressed in black, stand and watch an hour-long video of a Russian army convoy leaving Chechnya, ambushed by rebels in 1996. Sergei Bugayev, an artist from St. Petersburg who calls himself Africa, is often standing nearby. And when he's not on his cell phone, he explains that the tape was shot by an Al-Qaeda team operating in Chechnya and paid by the body count it could document on film.
These are the materials that they need to show to Arab leaders to get cash for each killed soldier, $1,000. For each truck, $10,000. Tank, $20,000. This is a list of price list for this. So right now it's very popular in Chechnya to explode a little bomb on the road. But if you don't videotape it, it doesn't happen. So this video says it's happened and now we can make money.
The video is not just a massacre seen from across a mountain valley. From time to time, the camera turns to the sky or to a tree. Peaceful transitions that reminded Bugayev of Andrei Tarkovsky's meditative shots in the 1979 film Stalker, in which soldiers fight in a landscape where the battle lines are unclear.
This is artwork, right? A tree. And you imagine the camera guy. That's what really attracted me from the beginning. I mean, I was looking at this very carefully and said, okay, they kill people, they can watch this. But then, very long moments, they show some tree like this. I mean, the guy moving the camera from here where they're shooting people, people are dying, explosions, and then suddenly he moved the camera and begin to enjoy the tree, the leaves, the sky, the sun, and you still hear the explosions. But this, the camera guy, you know, always finds something that it doesn't really belong to this picture. And that's why I try to readdress it to Tarkovsky.
Those contemplative moments precede the ambush in the tape that Bugayev calls Stalker 3. Some critics call it edgy and courageous, but David Gurevich, a Russian emigre writer, doesn't believe that the tape was shot by Al-Qaeda and thinks the Tarkovsky affinities are a little vague.
And of course, especially his idea of putting in 10 or 15 minutes in front of the tape, observing the peaceful valley from the same vantage point, roughly, where the assault was made. I don't even want to be the fly on the wall while it was being shot. Probably flies probably died.
What really bothers critics like Gurevich is the video's moral distance. Sergei Bugayev doesn't apologize.
I have moral position because I knew that I could be among the young Russian soldiers. Unfortunately, Russian army is stupid enough to send untrained young soldiers to the Chechen Republic.
Beyond the debate over Chechnya, Stalker 3 raises questions about whether work that looks like journalism is art or just exploitation of violence. The video is part of a larger installation at I-20 Gallery. A pipe leads through the wall on which the video is projected and drips oil on the floor of the next room, where there are piles that Bugayev built of tar and rabbit fur. Bugayev calls the video a found object that he found with the help of Russian troops. And just as Marcel Duchamp put a urinal on display and called it a fountain, Bugayev says it's an artistic gesture to show a tape that wasn't made to play in an art gallery.
This is not a unique material that maybe CNN's got it and Russian television, but they will never spend 1 hour of time showing it. Even it's worth showing. I said to Paul, the owner of this gallery, in 1997 when they did the show in Spain, to take it to United States. He said, no, nobody will watch it, nobody will use it. I think if they will take it that time, you know, and the politicians will take responsibility for saying, well, this is not only Russian problem, this is also our problem, like it's happening now. Maybe a lot of things would have been happening differently here.
Bugayev first showed the video in Spain at the Valencia Biennial in 1997. At the time, he called it my movie. Biennial exhibitions all over the world expect artists to show brand new work. That's led a lot of them to present topical photographs or videos with one new element, a line above the title. In this case, it could read, Africa Presents. Bugayev's dealer, Paul Jottelson, says Africa's not the only one doing it.
I can tell you that the PS1 Contemporary Art Center in New York and Kunstwerk in Berlin this year had an exhibition about Mexico City with Mexican artists, and one artist, Ivan Adeza, took footage that was found in the black market in Mexico City that showed Brazilian hunters in the 1970s from helicopters who were shooting Indians on the run below and then gathering up their bodies. And this was simply a video projection. He changed the pixelation, but basically he presented it as he found it. And it was very disturbing, but it was also one of the most powerful works, I thought, that was in the exhibition.
Finding a tape and putting your name on it isn't art or journalism, says David Gurevich, who's just produced his own documentary about the suicide bombing of a discotheque in Tel Aviv that killed more than a dozen Russian immigrants to Israel. He says the secret to Stalker 3 is its marketing.
Taken by itself, made by Mr. X, this film is not worth the DVD it's burnt on. But since it's been signed by Mr. Africa, you know, which he believes is a brand name, then its value is defined by the value of the brand rather than by the value of the film itself.
And Africa, Sergei Bugayev, agrees.
Without me, this film is nothing. You know, without me, this film, the most it can reach, as I said, CNN, and they will take 5 seconds to show it and say what they want to say. And the citizens or normal person from everyday life, Russia or America, will never be able to see the whole thing. Because here you can see how they're following the column, how they're destroying it, how they're killing the people, and then how they bury their dead.
Maybe
one second. Алло, алло. Привет. Саня. Ты уже с Эвелиной, да?
After the show at I-20 Gallery closes, the Stalker 3 video travels to a museum, the Kunsthalle, in Vienna, Austria. The installation is for sale for less than $100,000. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.